What are we being made into? That is something that particularly people of faith need to be contemplating every single day that they're on the planet. Are we moving in a direction that takes us more towards ultimate truth and what God has designed and who we are by his hand that made us? Or are we moving away from that? And there's a wide spectrum of growth possible. And if you're like me and you've gone through really dark periods of time where you did not feel like God was at all close to you and you felt like people were abandoning you and you felt like you were hitting rock bottom, then you know when God gets a hold of your heart and you begin to see truth and you begin to digest truth and it starts to make sense to you and you move away from that, you move towards the light, you know that the personal contentment factor in your own heart may increase exponentially, even if your physical circumstances do not. And I don't know the exact evolution of all that with my next guest. We can talk about that on some level. I don't even know that the God experience is part of his story. But I do know one thing. If you can judge the direction a person's life is going by who is for them and who is against them, then I've learned a great deal about Matt Sanchez, Marine Corporal Matt Sanchez, in the last couple of weeks. Let me just give you some background. Diabolical liberals are once again showing their great disdain for homosexuals, for people that have engaged in homosexual behavior, for their lack of love for those who have engaged in sexual sin, a behavior that is less than the optimum, less than what God calls people to in terms of sexuality. Liberals are adverse to truth about sexual behavior, and when a sexual sinner is brave enough to say so, it is the same moral, social, spiritual liberals that become the most homophobic mouth foamers that the universe has seen. And that's what brings us to the case of Marine Corporal Matt Sanchez. 2 weeks ago, he accepted the Gene Kirkpatrick Academic Freedom Award at the CPAC conference. And he did this based on some fights he had to fight on his own campus of Columbia University as to their view of the military and his own view being a ready reserve Marine Corporal. Someone that could be called up, could be called to serve, and if they were, but his classmates were calling him baby killer on campus. Now, it wasn't long after the award came to notice that a whole cadre of liberal gay bloggers, homosexual bloggers. Now, how do I know that they're homosexual? Well, they self-identify that way. And how do you identify homosexuals? They're people that are obsessed with or engage in sexual behavior that is of a homoerotic nature with their own gender. That is what a homosexual is. It's not somebody who's born with a gene that then sees the whole world in the opposite gender's mind. That's not, that has nothing to do with homosexuality. And that's bad science to begin with. Homosexuals are people that say, I want to engage in homoerotic behavior, and I want to do it with someone of my gender. I want to do that stuff. And so doing that stuff then identifies them as that. So, and the reason that it was so easy for these homosexual bloggers to out Matt from a previous career that he had, a previous life that he had, was because they obviously have consumed a great deal of homosexual porn. Now, it came to light that Matt had starred in some things, and we're going to talk to him about that. But these people outed him. They outed him because they recognized him from whatever they had watched. And so he wrote an op-ed last week for a liberal website, Salon.com, kind of telling a little bit about his journey. And let me just read you the following quote. He says, porn reduces the mind and flattens the soul. What a powerful statement to anyone engaged in that activity today. Flattens the mind, reduces the mind, makes the mind smaller than what God intends for it to be. Takes it and obsesses about the all-encompassing sensorial act of getting sexually relieved as opposed to the entire gamut of what God designed the brain to be. It reduces the mind and it flattens the soul. Matt wrote, I don't like it. That's not hypocrisy talking. That's just experience. I sometimes think of myself, ironically, as a progressive. I started off as a liberal but progressed to conservatism. Part of that transformation is due to my time in the porn industry. How does a conservative trace his roots to such distasteful beginnings? I didn't like porn's liberalism. And this is another important statement. In porn, everything taboo is trivialized, and everything trivial is magnified. Now, right now, there are hundreds of thousands of men listening to this show that know exactly what I'm talking about. Because if you have ever utilized pornography in your past, and I, to be honest with you, have never talked to a man in which the subject has come up that has never not dealt with pornography in their life. I've never known a single man that I've ever discussed the issue with that has never not struggled with it. But what a true statement that in that industry, in the use of that sexual material, that everything taboo, naughty, things that go against God's prescribed actions, that go against common decency, common sense, biblical truth, everything taboo, everything that runs in the face of traditionalism is made to be trivial. It should be dark and hidden and something that is not given the light of day. But not only is it brought into the light of day, it's made almost lighthearted, almost something that should be desensitized. You should desensitize yourself to so that it becomes trivial. It's not a big issue. It's not important. It's not secret. And everything trivial is magnified. Why? There's not much more trivial things in life than, you know, someone experiencing sexual pleasure. It doesn't do anything for someone engaging in it by themselves, for one thing. The only thing it does accomplish in the biological cycle of life is to bring about children, but that's in the context, I mean, God's prescribed the context for that. So I thought those two quotes particularly were very, very important. Porn reduces the mind and flattens the soul, and in porn, everything taboo is trivialized and everything trivial is magnified. I went on to talk about in my column yesterday that Matt Sanchez committed two cardinal sins. You cannot be someone who is engaged in homosexual activity of any sort and then have a platform to a larger audience and say that that kind of activity has been unhealthy and inappropriate for my own life and not expect the gigantic forces of secular, progressive, atheistic liberalism to come rolling down upon you like a stone, like a stone from the Raiders of the Lost Ark trying to chase down the explorers. I mean, they want to flatten you for saying such things. But beyond that, not only did Matt say, I don't want to have part of that in my life anymore, I want to go in a different direction. So his belief system began to change. And he began to see that things shouldn't be really organized based on how I feel about what I'm involved in, but rather on a larger set of principles, a larger set of truths. He joined the Marines. He's served his country. He is now a student at Columbia University, and he is under constant attack by those that just formerly would have been his greatest cheerleader had he just been willing to say that everything he was involved in was the right thing. And he now joins us on the Musclehead Hotline. Corporal Matt Sanchez, welcome to the Kevin McCullough Show.
Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to be here. I was just listening to your introduction. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Now, Matt, yesterday I had brief contact with you, and I'm sorry about the mix-up on the time to be on the air today.
Yeah, I ended up in New York.
But that's okay. The column that I wrote, syndicated column, it was the hottest column on townhall.com yesterday. They had several tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, I got the feedback.
Progressed through there. What did people say to you as they were reading this latest kind of commentary on what you've been involved in?
Exactly what you said. Just lots of I got both sides, but I did get a lot of invective. I got a lot of real hate mail. In fact, just a lot of hate mail. I'm amazed. And when you talked about that article I did for Salon.com, it really was. I had 24 hours to put that together, and it just was. It just came from the heart. That's really how I felt.
Yeah.
After all these years of with this secret, or if it was an open secret, but it really just it was panicky, and I just had to write something, and that literally just came out. Flattens the mind, flattens the soul. I mean, it's so true.
Made you feel empty?
Totally. And if you look at those things from way back when, you see that I, in my eyes, that I really just feel. I mean, it was a form of social suicide at the time, and some people take drugs, other people drink alcohol. This was my relief. It was my way of telling everyone that I didn't care.
Matt, why do you think it is that you have become such a target, specifically in the last week?
You know, I think what you said is so true. These people define themselves by their acts rather than who they are. And if you take that away and if you mock it in some way, then they feel threatened. What do they care how I define myself? Apparently they care a lot because I've literally gotten about 3,000 emails in the past 5 days, just people with the worst the worst complaints, and I've had my social security number put online, my personal information, just really bad stuff, and no privacy, just a complete persecution from these faceless people behind a keyboard somewhere.
And it's mostly coming from the political left. A lot of people that were commenting yesterday on the comment thread, Matt, talked about how that you could never truly change, that things, you know, once you've been involved in something, you're always going to be involved in it, and you're just really pulling the wool over for everybody's eyes today.
Yes.
I'm summarizing in great summary because there were so many things that were you were accused of, but how would you respond to that? You know, is change truly possible?
They keep saying I'm self-hating, and I really can't tell you that. When I accepted that award, it was one of the proudest moments of my life. And in the past 3 or 4 years, I've been among the most proudest of my life with the Marine Corps and with everything else. And I can't tell you how disgusted I was. I mean, looking back, you don't know back then how sad I was back then, 10, 15 years ago. And it's just been a journey. And even then, I still feel fragile about it. But I think they don't like it. They just would rather that I stayed back in that image of 15 years ago.
Yeah, and so the fact that you've but for people that, because you're not, obviously you're not the first that has grown somewhat dissatisfied with the world of pornography.
Oh.
I've never been around anybody in the industry. I don't know much about the industry, to be honest with you, but I have to imagine that it's got to be one of the most cumulative, depressing scenes to be around, because
it's like
everyone
living
is
in a fishbowl.
Everyone's degrading themselves.
Yes. And so you're all doing it mutually, so you don't really understand. You can't measure it against anything, but you know there's something going on. You know there's something wrong, and I knew there was something wrong. And so you can't walk away from it, according to these people, because they've got the proof. They've got the image. Well, the thing is, the image, I mean, an image 15 years ago, it's a picture of a bit of who, your soul and who you were.
Yeah.
And I'm just a different person today, and these people just really can't accept that.
In the becoming of a different person, was it something that you struggled with? Was it something that you woke up one morning and said, I just don't like this, I don't want to be here anymore, and that was it? Or
I knew it the whole time, even when I was doing it. You know, if I've been closeted about anything, it's been about my faith. I come from a very religious family.
What is your faith background?
I'm Pentecostal.
Okay.
And something that I really rejected. And when I was at that age, 20, 21, 22, that was my way of completely rejecting it.
Sure.
And
it didn't get more rebellious than to be acting in gay porn against the church.
It's like the exact opposite. It was like telling everyone back home, hey, you have no reason to really care about me because, hey, I completely reject you.
Yeah.
And being in that lifestyle and around those people and realizing that these people just have, in general, no bearing. Everything is relative. Everything is, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. Everything is relative. You know, there's no right or wrong. And I knew that wasn't true. And it's been a journey over the past, intensely over the past 5 to 6 years that I've felt this whole thing needs to be rejected completely.
Yeah.
I need this out of my life. And it has a pernicious effect, by the way. What was porn 15 years ago is fairly mainstream today. And that's something I'll be writing about as I go along. I mean, I see something bigger in this, and there's a calling for it, for denouncing this stuff. And like I said, this is from experience. I mean,
well, if you're willing to take the bullets for it, and you obviously appear to
be
so.
I already
am. Yeah, that may be God's leading in your life.
It's exactly like you hit home, and I was so thankful for you when you wrote that article. I can't tell you because I just have to thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me ask you a couple of things about what started this whole blowback, Matt, because they even criticized your activism on campus, which I thought was pretty well documented. But for people that have not heard the story, explain in a nutshell what happened at Columbia and why you began to feel it was very necessary to speak up.
Sure. In a nutshell, there was a group, an ISO group, which is International Socialist Organization, this far, far leftist group, that decided that since I was identifiable as a Marine, that they were going to match up with me. So they called me an idiot and cannon fodder for being a minority serving in the Marine Corps because I was too stupid to know that I was being used. So that happened. I told the administration, and these people took my picture, put it up on a billboard or on a poster, put a dead Iraqi kid and a homeless vet, and put the question victim over it and paraded it around the school. The administration said, well, it's free speech. You can do whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. And as long as they weren't on campus, then they went on campus and did it and handed out flyers. So I thought that was just harassment. And I complained. They did nothing. So I went to the media. Now, since then, things have changed. I mean, just this week, we had major change. I walked in and talked to Alan Brinkley, who's the provost over at Columbia University, and he said, look, this image that we have of an anti-military university has really hurt us, and we're making several big changes. One of them is a program called Consider Columbia, where we are going to bring as many veterans to Columbia University as possible, and it's something I'll be working on.
Are they going to bring the ROTC or any type of officer
that's
training program?
That's a whole
program?
Separate event. hey, one step at a time. It seems like bringing in veterans, I think that's a great
sure.
start.
I mean, it's a good first step.
It's a good first step, and, you know, personally, I will help any veteran who wants to come to Columbia University. I've already, a Marine or any veteran. It's just something that's important. I'm trying to get them to waive the application fee if you have service in. And so that's a huge step. And the second thing is they're going to do a war memorial for all veterans who've died who are Columbia alumni since the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's an amazing concession from – and that came on Monday. And then Tuesday, I start getting these emails in the morning – and by the end of Tuesday, I realized, wow, there's something wrong.
Yeah. And well, you had accepted the award Friday night.
Yes.
Then they made the changes Monday morning.
Yes.
And then the stories hit the blogs sometime during that cycle, and it bubbled up enough to start giving you feedback at that
Tuesday
time.
Tuesday and Wednesday, I started getting major feedback. Thursday, MSNBC did this complete hit piece on me, and I'm amazed because they never even once bothered to contact me. Mm. They did a whole story on me. A whole segment on me. They didn't even bother to ask me a question like you have. I'm just amazed. But they did a piece on me, MSNBC, and just no feedback. And since then, it's been one. It's just bubbled up. And it's all because I took a picture with Ann Coulter. And Ann Coulter, of course, dropped the F-bomb over the weekend.
Yeah, she did.
But I can't tell you how many people have dropped all kinds of bombs.
Well, and actually, in reading your blog post yesterday and the comment thread to my column on townhall.com yesterday, I got a good taste of what I think those emails were being sent to you. Matt, I do appreciate your service in the military and your willingness to come on the show. And if I could leave you with one small piece of encouragement, because I'm late for my commercial break.
Yes, sir.
It would be this, that in striving to continue to do what is right in your life, that the pressure will only grow and mount harder and more entrenched against you. But the thing that is really true about the God who made both of us that it cannot be refuted in any way is that when we cling to Him like we have nothing else, then we will find that we have more than what we need in the process of what we're facing.
You're absolutely
and
right.
So that's my encouragement. If there's a way we can be of help to you in the future, whether it's with Columbia or anything else, make sure you stay in touch.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Matt Sanchez, Corporal Matt Sanchez of the United States Marine Corps and presently a student at Columbia University, and some of the smear that has been spread against him. And if you have not read the column, go to my blog page, Muscle-Led Revolution, or go to townhall.com and look up the article titled Why Christians Embrace Gay Porn Stars. And I didn't really even get to make the final point. I'll do that when we continue. WMCA 570, this is the home of the good guys.